Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 849 WCCO. To Nick Halter we go on WCCO and find out what's making news over Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal. Nick, a lot of talk about these bathrooms in Minneapolis. What's going on with this?
Yeah, it's there's a push to get access to more public bathrooms in downtown Minneapolis. The Minneapolis Downtown Council has launched a program called 100 Restrooms. The goal is to get building and business owners to open more of their restrooms to the general public. Right now, there's only about 29 public bathrooms in the middle of the city, most of which are in government buildings or portable restrooms. The idea is that people are going to go one way or the other, and it would be better if they did so in a restroom versus in a wall, on a wall or in a bush. As part of the project, the Downtown Council will start installing wayfinding signs, giving people directions to the nearest public restrooms. Of course, the Downtown Council faces an uphill battle as landlords have been reluctant to open their doors to people off the street. For more on that story and other local business news, log on to mspbj.com. I'm Nick Halter for the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal.
Wicks & Jewelers time check is 850. Special pricing, expanded collections, 0% financing. Wicks & Jewelers in Bloomington, the Watch Fair. I go out to it all the time. It's really fun. Every year they do it. It'll be October 25th and 26th. Best time to buy a watch, no doubt about it, but these limited edition pieces they bring in are just pieces of art. Find out. Football Finance Fridays with our buddy Pete Najarian, former outstanding Golden Gopher linebacker. In fact, one of the best that ever put on the maroon and gold. Hi, Pete.
I'm very flattered, Dave.
Well, I've seen the numbers.
I'll take it.
I can back it up with your numbers.
So. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it's fun watching it because the 6-0 start's pretty exciting, and the schedule's right. I mean, there's a really good chance. Now, I this is going to sound crazy, by the way, and I'm sorry I'm jumping right into it, but if we're 8-0 and we have Penn State, what are the odds that game day comes here to Minnesota? I mean, how great would that be?
Never been here. Part of it's been to St. John's.
Yeah. They have been to St. John's for a lot of the good reasons. I'll tell you what, this MIAC football, I'm really excited about this weekend. I know you got to be, Dave. I mean, this is, you know, a couple of years ago, Target Field was awesome. I think this is going to be as great, if not even better. And who knows if they actually put this thing at U.S. Bank next year. That could be pretty exciting.
Yeah, they might have to because I saw, Pete, that I think it's Cortland, and I can't remember what other New York school is going to play at the Meadowlands to break that record that the Johnnies and Tommy set this year.
Yeah, you know, everybody always wants to be Minnesota, right?
I mean,
that's just what it comes down to. But well, the reality is we got the two of the strongest programs maybe in the history of D3. I mean, this is really going to be something, I think, exciting.
Yeah,
and I love this year so far.
Yeah, good coaches, just good staffs, good people. It's really going to be fun, the MIACs filled with people like that. In the meantime, back to the Gophers for a second. Pete, when's the last time you thought people would say, well, if this team's not 8-0, we'll be disappointed?
It seems like it's been a while. You know, I got to tell you, I think PJ has done an absolutely outstanding job recruiting. Obviously, the schedule is perfect for this year for the Gophers. But and you and I have talked about this before. When you look at the receivers that they've got and the talent level that the University of Minnesota has at receiver, at running back, and let's not forget, Tanner Morgan's done an outstanding. Everybody looks at him at the start of the year. They weren't very excited about the quarterback, including myself. But I think every single week he has been this guy that has stepped up and done exactly what we needed done. Last week he barely threw the ball at all because all we did was run the football. We are a very dynamic, good offensive line and made Nebraska look very, very inferior, I thought, last week.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was at the game, too. The Gophers looked outstanding. And, you know, just some of the credit, you can't forget to Coach Kill. You know, Tyler Johnson's there because of him. Coughlin's there because of him. The running backs, Brooks and Smith, are there because of him. So when he came in, he had a lot of work to do academically, and he did a nice job. And it's just great to see that PJ is taking these kids, combining them with his recruits. And, boy, they look good right now.
Yeah, I certainly love Jerry. I thought he was a phenomenal coach, and his health issues obviously stepped in there as part of this whole thing. But, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think the combination of both coaches doing a great job, and getting out. You know, I think we've done an outstanding job of recruiting Minnesota,
yeah,
but then going outside of the state as well, Dave. So it's a great combination. We have a lot of talent all over the field. If there's a weakness, I would have said defense until this last week against Nebraska, where the defense was absolutely stifling. They put a stop. Now, I know it was a couple of backups for Nebraska, but still, the way we played, I thought, this last week, that was the biggest stride for improvement was on defense, I thought.
Boy, Pete, it'll be interesting when and if St. Thomas goes D1. They got to be blessed by the NCAA, but that'll really be interesting as far as the recruiting wars are concerned, coming down the pike for not here just in Minnesota, but there's a lot of schools that come in and take the players.
It's going to be pretty interesting. I think it's some of the schools that actually would be a little bit not very pleased about it are the North Dakota schools, because that's been kind of the place that people have gone. If they didn't get that University of Minnesota scholarship, they were heading up to North Dakota or North Dakota State. And I think that's something that really will be attractive for some of the metro area kids, especially maybe looking at St. Thomas University. I love that campus. I love them. Obviously, a school that has the kind of donors that they've got, Dave, I actually think that this won't be a long transition for them when they do make that move to Division I.
Hey, Pete, in the business world, I see that our stocks are opening a little lower on Wall Street today.
Yeah, you know what? When you look at what the markets have been doing, and I wouldn't be surprised if we flip this thing around, and we're only down a little bit, but if we flip this thing around, I think the one thing is, and you and I have talked about this now for the last couple of Fridays, everybody wants to bring up the R word for recession, and everybody's talking about how bad everything is. And I think that the numbers have said something different, but the media has continued on that pace. Well, you look at United Health, look at the move this past week, given the earnings that they delivered, which were absolutely outstanding. JP Morgan, Citibank, you go through all of these, Netflix,
Coca-Cola
today.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow.
All of these, United Airlines, all the airlines were lifted with United Airlines along the way, saying how strong they are able to produce and some of the pricing that they're able to actually add on. I can see that from when I go back and forth to New York. So there's no doubt that the earnings season is surprising once again. And I think a lot of that is because so much negativity was thrown at the public, and now all of a sudden the proof comes in the numbers, and the numbers so far have been pretty strong.
Yeah, boy, it's really fun to watch it right now. Well, for the weekend now, you got plans? You're going to be doing a little football?
You know, I'm going to be over there. I'll look for you, Dave. I'm going to go over to Tommy Johnny. I've got my son over there, and Jackson Irvin, the quarterback at St. John's, has been just an unbelievable delight to watch over the last couple of years. That kid is really something special. They've got quite a few players. I know St. Thomas, I think, probably has more depth, but St. John's has got a lot of players. One of them, a University of Minnesota transfer, as linebacker, that I think they've got players just like St. Thomas does that they could very easily be playing somewhere else, maybe in the Big Ten, in my opinion, but they're playing at these schools because academics come first. I love it.
Yeah, it's really fun. Well, Erdman and Elijah Rice, you got two kids are up for that academic, what we call the academic Heisman Trophy, which is very cool, one on each team. So they're well served in the classroom and on the field. And Pete, make sure you come up tomorrow so I get to give you a hard time.
Absolutely. I'll come up there and say hello. Take care, Dave. Have a good one.
That is Pete Najarian. And Mikey, he's a guy that in several games had 30-plus tackles in games.
He was a monster.
Look at the numbers. When you get that many tackles, he and Bill Light, all-time record holders. It's 8th from UCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.